movie film rolls. A sprocket at the edge becomes the letter I in IFC Films. In red letters on a black background, the population. Through a microscope, creatures form letters. Protozoa. A production by the population. In association with Protozoa Pictures. In association with First Gen Content, LLC. In association with Heretical Reason Productions and Needle's Eye Productions. A tattooed hand reaches forward. Two tattooed hands massage the first hand. A piercing from a cheek is removed. A piercing is removed from a tongue. The tattooed hand is wrapped in boxing gauze.
Close it up one time. Open. Too tight? Turn. Close.
Tape is wrapped between the fingers.
Grip it. It's good.
A black X is marked on top of the taped hand. The hand slips into a blue boxing glove. The tattooed hands tie the glove and wrap more tape around it. Letters are written on the tape. The boxer's neck is massaged. She hits her gloved hands together.
One, two. One, two.
A green-haired person boxes with the blue-gloved woman.
Yup, ready, slip, slip. Yup, again. One up, one down. Good. One more time. Ready, one, two, three, under. Yup, 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 rip. Double it.
The boxer walks in a red carpeted room. She bounces. She kicks and moves her wrists. She kneels on one knee and places her head on her gloved forearm.
Boxing fans, make some noise!
The boxer sleeps. Piercings protrude from her cheek and nose. A trail of blood runs from her mouth. Her eyes open. She sits. The sheet is marked with blood. She looks at the blood and covers it with her pillow. She removes a razor blade from inside her mouth. Blood drips from her mouth. She sits on her bed in a room lined with beds and other women. She walks naked, holding a towel in front of her. She enters the shower. Women stand in a line showering. Tattoos cover her right shoulder and arm. Water hits her face. She rubs a bar of soap on herself. In a coffee shop, she takes plates from a kitchen window.
I'll be right with you.
She carries them to patrons in a booth.
Anything else?
As for diet, this is regular. You did bring me extra lemons for the water.
Sorry.
I'll expect a tip.
You serious?
Yep.
Kaylee, would you please clean up station number 10? People are waiting.
She carries a plate to the back. She takes a styrofoam box. She places food from the plate inside the box and puts it to the side. She stacks receipts at a counter.
Kaylee, if you want food, just tell the kitchen at the beginning of your shift. Okay.
Sorry.
There's no reason to be sorry. Just let them know next time.
Kaylee counts money. A girl in a hoodie stands next to Kaylee.
Can I help you? Are you K.O. Abishai the boxer?
Yeah.
You're my favorite fighter. How come I never see you fight anymore?
She touches her back.
Got a bad back.
Oh, I didn't know that. Can I get a selfie real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Kaylee puts her duffel bag around her shoulder. She grabs a jacket and leaves. In a car, Kaylee sits in the passenger seat. She opens the styrofoam box and eats.
You been sleeping with the blade?
Yeah.
Good. You got all the money, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope this motherfucker got some news.
At night, a car sits in a parking lot under a street lamp. Inside the car, Kaylee and green-haired Brick sit. Brick peers out the window. Headlights approach and shine on them inside the car. A man approaches. He gets in the back seat. Rick looks up at her rearview mirror.
You got it?
Kaylee hands him something. The man raises his hand and motions out the door. A blonde woman gets in the back seat.
This is Lisa. She recruits for the bird. Go ahead, show him.
This was posted a week ago.
Lisa hands a phone to Kaylee. The screen reads, NTV, off the boat, umbrella HH, with an image of a girl standing.
Is that her?
Her eyes marked out.
Yes, her.
The fuck does shit even mean?
NTV means native, off the boat is underage, the umbrella means no condoms, and HH is for a half hour.
Tell them how it works.
I find girls and bring them to the motel. If there's native girls, we set him up with this guy, Bobby. I think he posted this.
Now, Lisa is bringing a new batch of girls over tomorrow. Bobby's supposed to show up. We can plug you in with this batch. Listen, Kaylee, if you want to go through with this, you have to be all in and play the part. And once you're there, you're on your own.
Just tell me where to be and I'll be there.
In a boxing studio, a light flickers behind Kaylee. She bends, brows furrowed. A man approaches her from behind and wraps his arms around her. She stands and fights back.
Good. Break the grip. Break the grip. Get your hips out. Break it. Good. Nice. Shoot. Wrist roll. Good. Watch it.
He picks her up.
Get him.
She wraps her arm around his neck.
Good.
They fall to the floor.
Rick. Don't give me a back. All right.
He puts her in a neck hold.
Tap.
She fights. Tap. Saliva drips from her mouth.
Tap. He got you. Fucking tap. Tap.
She's gonna hurt herself.
What's going on with you, KO? We've gone over this like 100 times. Anything can happen out there, man. You gotta be ready.
Sorry.
Don't fucking apologize. Let's just get it together. Come on, let's go. Let's go, get up. Get up. Come on, ready?
She's on all fours.
Go!
He grabs her from behind. In a boxing ring, Kaylee wears a face guard.
This dude got a lot of weight on you, and you gotta be ready for this type of size and power, all right? This is about survival. Let's go.
Kaylee walks to the center of the ring. A large man boxes with her.
Yep, get back in line, sir.
They trade punches. He lands a punch to her side. She backs away. She steps forward.
Not as fast as you, use your speed. Good, there you go. Y'all hands back up high.
He punches her two times in the stomach. She falls.
Come on, deep breath, deep breath, deep breath. Get your head together, get up, come on.
Good. Kaylee stands. With a flurry of punches, she backs the larger boxer against the ropes. He pushes her off. He lands three punches to her body and one to her face. She falls flat with her mouth open. Nighttime. From above lights and vehicles on a highway. A car pulls up to a brick building. Piles of snow lay on the ground. Kaylee looks out the wet car window.
You need a ride back?
Nah, I'll take the bus. What? You got something to say, say it.
I mean, look, it's been like 2 years. Two fucking years, K.O. That could have been anybody in that ad, man. We just gone. I love her like a sister, too, but I don't think it's her. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep it a buck, man. But I know you already got your mind made up.
Kaylee smiles.
What?
You're worried about me? You love me that much? Can't picture life without me?
Fuck out of here.
Thank you, Brick.
They hug.
You ain't gotta thank me. Yo, for real though, be safe out there.
All right.
Brick watches her. Kaylee enters the building. She goes upstairs.
She's flapping like a trout. Flailing her arms. I'm looking around for a branch or something. But there ain't nothing around.
Men and women sit in a circle.
I'm just screaming at her, but she doesn't get any closer. She's been swimming in that river for 12 years. I tell myself she's dead. She keeps swimming on back to me. I used to hate those dreams, but now I look forward to them. To remind me she's still out there swimming. Ain't nothing I can do but wait.
Thank you, A1. I know how difficult it is to talk about, but that's why we're here, right? To be there for each other? Who else wants to check in? Goldman.
A man with black hair and tattoos looks around to the others.
I'm angry.
Kaylee stands in the doorway.
Okay. What are you angry about?
No closure. No help. It was my responsibility to keep her safe, and I failed to do so.
If
your daughter is here right now, what would you say to her?
Oh, I would take her in my arms. Fuck this. I'm sorry.
He walks out past Kaylee. Kaylee gazes at the group leader. She stares back.
Listen, why don't we call it a wrap for today and we'll meet back here same time next week? Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Posters of missing people line a wall. Kaylee examines them. She stops and stares at one. The name, Wida Upshaw.
You want coffee?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
The group leader has long, straight black hair. She stands behind a desk.
Sit.
Kaylee takes off her duffel bag. She sits in a chair in front of the desk.
You fighting again?
Yeah.
Any fights coming up?
Yeah. I'm gonna be gone for a little while, so I just wanted to stop by.
So how's Megan? What?
We broke up 2 years ago, Ma. You know that?
I forgot, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Look, I told you the last time I saw you. I'm not giving you any money until I know you're clean.
I didn't come here for money, Ma.
Kaylee picks up a framed photo from her mom's desk.
That was the last powwow we went to together.
It's a picture of Wida.
Some days I keep it on the desk, some days I put it in the drawer.
Wida's hair hangs from either side of her head. It is braided to her shoulders and hangs loose past her waist. She wears a white feather on her head.
I just fucking wish you would say it.
Say what?
Just say you wish it was me.
Put the picture back, Kaylee.
Not a day goes by where I don't think about this little girl.
I'm not gonna do this with you, Kaylee. I'm not gonna play this little game with you.
I'm not leaving here until you say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
You wish it was me on that wall, missing. Not your precious Wida. You're over here praising and grieving everybody else's loved ones. You got one sitting right in front of you, won't even fucking acknowledge me.
Kaylee wipes her nose. She looks up at her mother. She stares at the desk. Kaylee pulls up her hood.
Goodbye, Mom.
Her mother watches her leave. At night, beds line the walls of a large room. A woman reads in bed. She turns a light off. In bed, Kaylee watches a video on her phone.
You know I can't be there and can't win without my baby sis. You think I'm gonna win?
Yeah, of course you are.
You better say yes. Where again? When? Tell the people. Tell the people.
Saturday this weekend.
Yes.
Be there.
Yeah. Or else I'm gonna send her after you.
I will.
She's a real fighter.
Kaylee rolls onto her back. She holds a razor blade.
Weeta! Come here. I had to spar a few rounds, just a little bit longer.
Thought you said we were leaving soon.
A little while longer. We'll get some food afterward.
No, it's okay. You got your big fight coming up. I'll walk.
You sure?
Yeah.
Weta puts books in a backpack. She wears a red jacket.
Hey, hey. Don't leave like that. Give your big sis a kiss.
Kaylee stands in the boxing ring. Weta turns and goes to her.
Text me when you get home.
Okay.
Kaylee lies in bed. She looks at the razor blade. Outside, daytime, Kaylee turns a corner into an alley. She leans against a brick wall. A green van approaches. Kaylee goes to the van. She gets in the side door. Lisa closes the door. Inside the van, four young women sit on the floor. Kaylee, with a black eye, looks at the others. They sit expressionless, staring down. One of them wears a red jacket and looks up to Kaylee. Kaylee's eyes dart away. The van merges onto a highway. At night, outside, six young women walk single file behind Lisa. They walk past motel room doors. They go upstairs. Kaylee wears a hoodie. She follows the others along the second floor walkway. A man watches them pass his window. Inside a room, they walk past a green wall, then a blue wall. A mirror reflects a man with a phone. He sits next to a TV. He looks at the young women. Lisa lights a cigarette.
Sorry about that, ladies. Okay.
He walks past the line of women. He eyes them up and down. He stops at Kaylee.
How old are you?
29.
Were you bringing me grandma's now, Lisa?
She's cute.
He holds Kaylee's chin and moves her face side to side.
I guess you're right. I like your cheek piercings. All right, you all chill here for now. Relax. You, follow me.
Alright, guys. Relax. Just make yourself at home.
The girl in the red jacket follows him. The young women sit together in the room.
Hey,
Cheek piercings. You're up.
Kaylee gets up. The man opens a door to a room. Kaylee enters.
Take a seat. Relax.
She puts her bag down and takes off her hat. She sits on the foot of the bed. She takes off her jacket.
So Lisa tells me that you're native?
Yeah.
She's not full though, right?
No.
Nah, I don't think so. What's your mix? Asian? Black?
Cape Verdean.
Cape what?
Cape Verdean.
Cape Verdean?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's a cluster of islands off the west coast of Africa.
It's a pretty cool mix.
In the bathroom, he fills a syringe.
Your mom from there, Dad?
Dad.
It's cool.
I'm clean.
Well, good for you. Give me your arm. I'm not asking.
He pulls a belt around her arm.
Can I catch a fish?
He holds the belt in his mouth and picks up the syringe. He taps her veins. He injects her. Her head drops.
Relax. Almost done. There we go. We're all good. Okay? Good?
He rubs her shoulder.
Very good. See? Pretty good shit, huh? Get up.
She stumbles to her feet.
Take your clothes off. Over there.
In the middle of the room, she takes off her pants. And her shirt. She stands in her sports bra and panties.
You're jacked. I like your tattoos. All right, just look at me. There you go. Bite your lip. All right. Okay. Turn around. So you got any siblings?
Yeah.
Look over your shoulder. Brother? Sister?
Sister.
Oh, yeah? Older, younger?
Younger.
She hot? Take some selfies.
He hands her his phone.
Get any work done?
No.
Tits real? Ass real?
Yeah.
You clean? I got a guy who likes native girls. You're gonna meet him tonight. Go over there. Bend over.
She bends over across the room.
Yeah, good, just like that. Okay. Spread your legs.
He jacks off.
Stay like that for me. Yeah, stay like that. Yeah. Just like that.
vomits in a bathroom sink. She looks in the bathroom mirror. She blinks. She touches the mirror. Outside, at night, Rita walks in her red jacket and beanie. The man from the motel stops his truck next to Rita. She goes to his truck door. In the bathroom, Kaylee fumbles in her jean pocket. She takes out the razor blade. She puts it inside her mouth, against her cheek. Kaylee and Lisa walk between a line of big rigs. They turn and walk between two of the rigs. They walk to a pickup truck.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
A bearded man hands Lisa something.
This is her.
Hi.
Hi.
Kaylee gets in the passenger seat.
I'm Bobby. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Warm enough in here for you? You can turn the heat up if you like.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You good? Okay. Put your seatbelt on, please.
Kaylee's eyes close. She shakes her head and side-eyes Bobby.
You okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Almost there. I got a special spot I like. It's coming. Okay?
Okay.
Kaylee rubs her face. She sees blood on her hand. She wipes blood from the right corner of her mouth. She turns her head toward the passenger window. The truck pulls under a highway overpass next to big pillars. Headlights turn off.
You want to get high?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You mind if I do?
No, do your thing.
Thank you. What's that? On your eye? Something rough with you?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. I love this song.
From behind, hands cover Kaylee's mouth with a rag. Bobby stares forward. An older man takes the rag from Kaylee's mouth. He sits behind her. The headlights turn on. They drive on a highway. They drive on a tree-lined road. In the red carpeted room, a jacket says Kale over blue feathers. A pair of blue gloved hands touch each other. Kaylee kneels on one knee. Her head rests on her arm. She looks forward. Rita looks at her. Kaylee lies on a floor. Blood drips from her mouth. She blinks her eyes open. She spits blood. The razor blade drops from her mouth. She looks around. The room is crowded with boxes. She sits with her arms tied behind her back. She looks to the ceiling. She wriggles over to the razor blade. She grabs it from behind her back. Bobby and the older man walk in a dark hall. They go downstairs. Kaylee lies on the floor. Bobby stands above her. He kicks her leg. He stomps the floor next to her. He lifts her to a sitting position.
Okay.
He offers her liquid. She stares.
It's just water.
He drinks.
Okay.
He holds the bottle to her mouth. She drinks. They stare at her.
Did you really think you could trust a pimp and a horse? Corrupt ex-cop turned PI?
You're smarter than that.
She's gone. You're never gonna see her again. Nobody's looking because nobody cares. You can speak.
She spits in his face.
Fuck you.
The older man walks toward her.
It's okay.
Bobby takes a handkerchief from his pocket and wipes his face.
What's your mother's name?
It's Jaya, right? Be back in a couple of hours.
She saws the zip ties behind her back with the razor blade. The older man removes his coat. His gray hair falls in a single braid down his back. He picks up a roll of tape. Bobby washes his face in the bathroom. The older man bends in front of Kaylee. She releases her hands. She grabs his shoulder. Blood flies. He falls on top of her. In a kitchen, Bobby gets a package from the cupboard. He opens a pocket knife. He cuts the top of the package open. He looks up. Kaylee lies with the older man on top of her. Her mouth agape, she looks at him. Blood pools on a tarp beneath them. She wriggles out from under him. She stares at him in his blood. She struggles with zip ties around her ankles. Through a window, Bobby faces trees and a body of water. He drinks from a mug. Outside, Kaylee runs below a deck. Bobby goes downstairs.
Fuck.
He sees the dead man with blood all around him. Bobby makes a call. Outside, Kaylee runs in the woods. She stops and hides behind a tree. Blood covers the left side of her face. She wipes her mouth and looks around. She looks behind. She looks forward. She gets up and runs back. A gray-haired man drives behind a truck towing a four-wheeler. He pulls up to Bobby, who stands out by the road in front of a house.
Hey, Dad.
Where is he?
In the basement.
Two men with rifles walk behind the gray-haired man toward the house. Kaylee runs in the woods. She stops behind a tree and looks ahead. She runs behind a parked truck. She opens the covered truck bed and climbs inside. The older man lies on the floor. Blood surrounds him. Bobby's dad looks down.
Find the girl first. And come back and take care of this.
In the dark truck bed, Kaylee peeks outside.
About an hour or so, she panicked out too far, okay? You head towards the river, and you head towards the interstate. You loop back around.
She sees the four men walking toward their vehicles. One man hands a rifle to Bobby's dad and walks on. Bobby's dad hits Bobby in the head with the rifle butt. He kicks Bobby on the ground.
Fuck this up! Yeah, get up! Get up! I'm cleaning up your shit! Now get the fuck out of here! Go! Go!
Bobby goes to his truck. Inside the covered truck bed. From above, a highway cuts through a forest. Rolling snow-covered hills stand beyond the forest. The truck rides on the wet, snow-surrounded highway. Bobby drives. Kaylee hangs on in the dark. Bobby turns onto a driveway next to a house. A garage door opens. He drives inside. He sits and stares forward.
Fuck!
He closes the garage door and enters the home from inside the garage. Inside, at a counter, Bobby plays with a young boy. He pokes his ear, then he pokes his leg. A dark-haired woman with a black eye brings a plate.
I'm not hungry. Give it to Junior.
She hands the plate to the boy.
Thanks, Mom.
Junior's mom, Linda, goes to a cupboard and takes out a mug.
You weren't working overnight.
Yeah, something came up. Thank you.
You puddle of yolk.
Linda takes the plate and slides the eggs back into a pan.
Okay, you finish those eggs and you'll be ready for school in like 10 to 15.
Okay, Dad.
Come here.
She cracks an egg into a pan. In a bedroom, Bobby takes off his ring and his watch. He puts them on a dresser. He removes his belt and places a knife in a holder on the dresser. He tosses a wallet and keys on a bed. He sits on the bed and removes his shoes. He stares forward. Naked, he walks to a shower. He enters the bedroom. A mirror behind the bed reflects him putting on his pants. He looks to the window. The curtains are blowing. He walks past the dresser. The knife and holder are gone.
Junior, you ready?
He sees Junior and Linda tied up on the couch. Kaylee punches him from behind. He falls. She gets on his back. He stands up and pushes her back into a wall. She holds on. She throws him on a coffee table. She puts him in a chokehold. He struggles. She holds tight. Junior puts his face into Linda's chest. He passes out. Kaylee releases his neck. She lies on the floor next to him. He lies on her arm. Her face is bloody. She lifts her shirt. A bloody wound festers on her torso. She looks at her prisoners. She pulls tape. In front of a lit fireplace, Kaylee sits in front of Bobby. He's taped to a recliner. Junior and Linda's feet are taped. Bobby stares at Kaylee. She stares back.
No, ma'am. Hey. It's gonna be okay.
Where is she? Where's my sister?
She holds a knife in front of him. He stares.
Junior. Hey. Nothing is gonna happen.
She stabs Bobby's leg.
Fuck you!
She turns the knife. She turns it again. She pulls out the knife.
I'll cut this shit off if you don't tell me something.
She holds the knife to Linda's ear.
Did you hear me? I said I'll cut her fucking ear off.
He stares. Kaylee looks down at Linda. Linda shakes her head. Kaylee shakes her head and lets go of her. She pushes the recliner backward. She pushes it further and puts a stool underneath it.
You gotta fucking talk.
She grabs a big pot, a large bucket, and a gallon jug of water. She fills the pot with water. She puts the pot on the floor next to the recliner. She dunks a towel into the water.
Can you tell me something?
She puts it over his face. She pours the pot of water onto the towel. He wiggles. She removes the towel.
Talk!
He stares. She puts the towel back on his face. She pours the gallon jug of water onto the towel. She removes the towel.
Where is she?
You're never gonna find her.
She puts the towel back and goes to the kitchen. She stares forward. She gets the large bucket of water. She pours it on his face. Linda watches from the couch. Junior hides behind her back. She removes the towel from his face. He lies motionless. She looks at Linda and Junior. In the bathroom, she sits on the counter with pliers. She pulls glass out from her torso. She looks in the mirror. She removes blood from her face with her hand. In an office, Kaylee rummages through a bookshelf and desk drawers. She takes a gun from a drawer. She checks the magazine, then puts it back in. She puts the gun in her back pocket. She holds her side. She lifts a photo from the desk. She goes to the living room and pulls Junior away from Linda. Linda falls on the floor. Kaylee picks up Linda and puts her back on the couch. She sits and aims the gun at her.
I'm gonna ask you some questions. You're gonna give me answers. And if you don't, I'm gonna hurt your son.
She removes the tape from Linda's mouth.
Have you seen this girl before?
She holds a photo.
No. Don't fucking lie to me. Really look. I have seen her before.
She holds the photo from the desk.
Who's this?
This is Father Willie.
What does he do?
He's a businessman. He owns a bunch of land along the lake.
You know what this piece of shit does, right?
If I were you, I'd walk away.
Kaylee motions to Linda's face.
He'd do that to you.
What do you think?
Kaylee puts the gun back in her pocket. Kaylee gets Bobby's phone. Danny, the man from the motel, is calling. She presses voicemail.
Yo, man, what the fuck? I've been trying to hit you up all day. The next batch is ready to go out. 4:30 at the yards. Hit me back, man. Later.
What's the yards?
It's a train yard his father owns near the lake. It's where they send the girls north.
In a car, Kaylee drives. She pulls into a snowy field with structures. She turns off her headlights and parks next to a structure. Big rigs are parked in the distance. She gets out and ducks as she moves forward. She holds her side. She ducks behind equipment. She looks toward a man standing by a big rig. She moves closer. He has opened the cab door and is rummaging inside. She aims the gun.
Go to the back. Let's go.
He walks, arms raised.
Keep going. Open it. Come on. Drop your phone and give me your keys. Get in, go.
He climbs in the back of the rig's trailer.
Keep going. Back.
She locks him inside. She looks behind herself to the warehouse. She enters the warehouse. She climbs metal stairs. She walks through a train car. She jumps out. She walks next to a boxcar. Kaylee peeks into an opening. She pulls the boxcar door open wider. She steps up inside. Many girls sit on the floor. They lean against the walls. She looks toward a girl in a red jacket and beanie. She approaches her.
Weta?
The girl looks up. Kaylee looks down. She closes her eyes. She frowns. Kaylee kneels in the middle of the boxcar. A light from above illuminates her.
The fuck? Who opened?
A man looks inside. Kaylee raises her gun.
Fuck.
Get out of here, girls! Go!
She chases him. They run through snow, near railroad tracks and pig rigs. He looks back. She stumbles. He falls. He pulls himself forward.
Turn over! I said turn over!
He turns over. It's Danny. He holds his bloody neck. She stands over him with her gun pointed.
Please! I'm sorry! Help me! Please.
Tell me where my sister is!
Willie! Please! I'm sorry! I'm sorry! Please! Don't leave me! Please! Please! I'm sorry! Please!
She turns and walks away. She walks back to the car. She opens the trunk.
Get up.
Junior and Linda look at her.
Get up. You're taking me to his father.
The car drives on a road at dusk. Linda drives. Kaylee sits behind her. Junior sits in the passenger seat. Kaylee lifts her shirt. Her wound bleeds through gauze.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Pull over here.
A mansion is illuminated beyond trees.
You got security?
Just a guard at the front.
They drive toward the guard gate. A light shines on Linda. She waves. He motions with a light for her to go forward. Drives up to a circular driveway. Linda stands at the door. Blonde woman greets her.
All right. Come on.
They walk to a kitchen. The blonde woman fills a teapot with water.
Where's Willie?
He's in the library having dinner.
I'm gonna use the bathroom.
Okay.
In the bathroom, Linda paces. She grabs her phone from her back pocket. Kaylee's phone reads, Willie in the library, wife in kitchen, no one else home. Kaylee gets out of the car trunk. In the bathroom, Linda dials her phone.
911, what's your emergency?
In the kitchen.
Look at me, Linda. You need to toughen up. Can't keep coming here every time Bobby acts out. Remember, we accepted you into this family as one of us.
On a security camera.
What is this?
Kaylee approaches the house. The blonde woman walks out. Kaylee enters the dark room. She goes down a hall. She looks left and right. Kaylee moves to one side. Outside, Linda runs to the car.
Junior! Junior!
Kaylee enters the library, gun drawn.
Turn around slowly.
Willie raises his arms. He turns around in his chair.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. You're looking for your sister.
Where is she? Where's Wita?
You think I remember their names?
I killed your son, motherfucker. Bobby's dead. And tell me something now.
Willie looks down. The blonde woman enters with a shotgun. Kaylee jumps to the side. Willie is hit in the face. Kaylee shoots. The blonde woman falls. Kaylee falls. Blood gushes from her side. Willie's eye is gone. The left side of his face is covered in blood. Stares straight up. The colorful stained glass ceiling above her turns blurry. fade to black. At a casino, Kaylee's mom, Jaya, rides up an escalator. A man and Jaya walk in a hall.
Five-minute warning for Kale.
Mama Kale.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Come on in.
Be back.
Rick hugs Jaya.
Bring your arm back. Hold it.
Kaylee sits on a table. A man pushes her arm up, revealing her healed wound.
Emma.
Hey.
Thought you said you weren't coming.
Changed my mind. It's your first fight in a long time, you know, so.
Well, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Miss Upshaw.
Yeah.
You know, I hate doing this, but we gotta get ready.
Right. I understand.
I look, focus. Focus up. This is your comeback. Come on, let's go.
Rick and Kaylee box.
Keep touching. Little touches, just get loose.
Kaylee's hands are being wrapped. Her blue glove is tied.
One, two. Ah! One, two. Ah! Again.
Rick massages Kaylee's neck.
Yup. Ah! Yup. Ready? One, two, three. Under. Ah! Yup. Ah! Yup. Ah! Yup. Ah! Yup. Rick. Ah! Double it. Ah!
Kaylee bounces on the red carpet. She kicks her feet. She kneels on one knee. She bows her head. Wita kneels in front of her. Kaylee lifts her head and looks forward. Wita stares at her. Kaylee is alone in the room.
Boxing fans, make some noise!
Kaylee, dressed in a blue sequined hooded jacket, walks in a hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Seneca Resort and Casino, it's time for the main event.
Good luck, Kaylee.
Tonight, it's for the Women's Welterweight Championship. So let's welcome our boxers into the ring. Introducing first, the challenger, the former IBA champion, Kaylee K.O.
Drummer stands in an aisle between tiers of seats. Dancers in powwow regalia dance past him. Kaylee enters through a curtain. She bounces on her way to the ring. In the library, Katie lies on the floor, eyes open, not moving, with Willie's body in the chair and the blonde woman's body on the floor. Cut to black. Audio description written by Stephanie Levy, narrated by Herb Merriweather, described by Audio Eyes. Words Appear, Catch the Fair One, directed by Joseph Kubota Vladkia. Screenplay by Joseph Kubota Vladkia. Story by Kelly Reese and Joseph Kubota Vladkia. Produced by Molly Asher, PGA. Produced by Kimberly Parker, PGA. Producer, Joseph Kubota Vladkia. Executive Producer, Darren Aronofsky. Executive Producers, Minette Louie, Derek Nguyen. Executive Producers, Ari Handel, Kat Hobbs. Executive Producer, James Hosler. Executive Producers, Charles Stifel, Todd Stifel. Executive Producers, Michael Dalto, Christopher Triana, Claude Amadeo. Executive Producers, Sean Shagani, Sam Bisbee, Arturo Castro, Kelly Reese, Daniel Henschel, Tiffany Chu, Michael Dreyer, Shelley Vincent, Lisa Emery, Kimberly Guerrero, and Kevin Dunn. Casting by Allison Dwarziak. Director of Photography, Ross Giardina, ACS. Production Designers, Alan Lampert, Olivia Peebles. Edited by Benjamin Rodriguez Jr. Music by Nathan Halpern. Music Supervisor, Dina Huntila. In memory of M. Wolf Snyder. Cast, Kaylee Kelly Reese. Brick, Shelley Vincent. Diner Customer, Kendall Morris. Manager, Faye Lone. Maddie, Ray Anna Gott. Gary, Gerald Webb. Lisa, Isabel Chester. Stan, Jonathan Kowalski. Ricky, Matt Godfrey. Coleman, Jordan Smith. Jaya, Kimberly Guerrero. Awan, Emmett Printup. Wita, Heineku Borrero. Danny, Michael Dreyer. Bobby, Daniel Henschel. Jeremiah, Sam Seward. Willie, Kevin Dunn. Bobby Jr., Wesley Leong. Linda, Tiffany Chu. Rugged Man, Jonathan Wild. Deborah, Lisa Emery. Official, Michael Dugan. Ring Announcer, David Diamante. Special thanks to our additional funders, Alexandra Wells, Natasha and David Dolby, Nyan McAvoy, and Leslie Berriman. Special thanks, the Seneca Nation of Indians. Made with support from SF Film, Rain and Grant. Filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office of Motion Pictures and Television Development. This production participated in the New York State Governor's Office for Motion Picture and Television Development's Post-Production Credit Program. Catch the Fair One. Copyright 2020, CTFO LLC. All rights reserved.